Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's June 26th. We are a week away from celebrating our nation's independence, and one of the great parties in the nation is right here in St. Louis. It is Fair St. Louis. Tim Mears is the general chairman, and he joins us here this morning. Tim, how are you? You ready for next weekend?
Good morning, yes, and thank you. We couldn't be more excited to bring this fair to St. Louis, and like you said, in just about a week here.
So tell us what is on tap.
So, you know, we return to downtown St. Louis July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Keener Plaza Ballpark Village with fireworks framed by the Gateway Arch. You know, it's a free event produced by St. Louisans for the city of St. Louis.
Why the move from the Arch Grounds? It's always been on the Arch Grounds, which has always been a great place to hold it. Now you're moving kind of into the city a little more at the Village and Keener Plaza. Why did you decide to make that move?
Well, you know, Ballpark Village, Keener Plaza provides an ideal footprint for fairgoers in terms of convenience and access to multiple stages, food and beverage venues, and puts us, in close proximity to the Arch Grounds, which is where people can still view the fireworks, and they're welcome to watch it from the Arch Grounds. You know, and one of the driving things behind that decision is you think about planning for the fair. It really starts on July 5th after the conclusion of the previous year's fair. And moving into this year, working with our great partners at the National Park Service, we just had to look at, you know, what we'll be able to do with some potential COVID restrictions at that time. So you go back to fall of 21. And we just really had to make a good decision on, you know, where we could be. And so we're just excited that this new footprint this year provides those offerings of multiple stages, a music-like festival downtown, and great food offerings.
And so what are some of the events that will take place? I noticed one that, Fair St. Louis has such a great, great tradition. I remember growing up and going and seeing some great bands and great shows and just having a great time. But something that is a new development, a recent development anyway, is esports, and that'll be part of the fun.
Absolutely right. So esports, we're hosting the Gateway Legends Collegiate Invitational and High School Open. It's a national esports tournament. It actually runs from July 1st through the 3rd at Ballpark Village, building on St. Louis's reputation as a celebrated sports town, all the while showcasing that St. Louis is one of the most vibrant technological hubs in the U.S. And I tell you, for people that really want to understand more about it, certainly visit fairstlouis.org, because we've got a great page there that discusses it more. We've got top college teams from around the country that will compete in this invitational for scholarships and our trophy.
And you also have, of course, the annual parade, and that is on Saturday. What do you have lined up for that?
Yeah, so the parade really kicks off the entire weekend. I think that those that enjoy that fair and want to come down and see it, it's going to be a spectacular event. And then right after the conclusion of the parade, then the fair gets itself kicked off. And, you know, our musical lineup will start on Saturday night with the ex-ambassadors over at the Ballpark Village stage. And then as we roll into Sunday, you're going to find that day is going to be just, there's going to be something on playing music all day long on multiple stages. We've got Third Eye Blind that night. We've got Tyler Farr, Rodney Adkins. So great music, some more regional acts. And then on Monday the 4th, people just be ready. It's going to be a great party. It's the 90s house party featuring Color Me Bad, Montel Jordan, Julio, Tone Loke, Young MC. It's going to be a really fun night. And then those beautiful fireworks will conclude the night there on the 4th of July right off the riverfront.
And the fireworks, it says right here, the largest display in Fair St. Louis history. That's saying something.
That's right. We are really excited to pool the resources and bring, you know, this fireworks display to St. Louis again. It is one of the region, if not one of the nation's largest fireworks displays, and we're just excited to bring this great event this year.
Visiting with Tim Mears, he's the general chairman of Fair St. Louis, which runs from the 2nd to the 4th. Another of the great events you're going to have is Sunday on the 3rd from 7 until 7:30, a very important event, the Salute the Troops Folds of Honor. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this started probably about 8 or 9 years ago that we host a very special event for currently serving soldiers and airmen from around the area. We've got a great team on that puts together the event. It's a place for them to come down. We recognize them through part of our stage and some of the programming that evening. And then their families are there in a VIP experience, be able to watch the concerts, have some great food, and just really recognize our local soldiers and airmen that serve our country.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And they are the reason we're able to celebrate. So you definitely want to celebrate them as well. All right, so people are sitting here, they're hearing this, they know Fair St. Louis, they know it's going to have like great food and great entertainment, as you mentioned, but they're wondering about, man, how do we park downtown? What are we going to do about that? Well, you guys have kind of come to the rescue. Tell us about your parking plans.
Yeah, that's a great, great question to ask and great thing for people to understand. So I'm going to point them back again to fairstlouis.org because that's going to have your maps, how to get downtown. But here's the thing. So you can pre-purchase your parking. That way you know exactly what garage you're going to be in. From there, find the directions from whatever part of the St. Louis area you're coming from, be able to drive right in downtown, get your parking. As soon as you come out of the garage, you're right there on the footprint. You don't have to, walk a long way to get there. And it's just making it very convenient for everybody.
Sounds good. And that's that website again. What is that?
That's fairstlouis.org.
That's easy. Fairstlouis.org. Get all the information. And, it seems like every year we get a storm rolling through. I remember dancing in the mud at one of the early Fair St. Louis's out in front of the stage under the arch. The nice thing about being at Keener Plaza and at the Ballpark Village is you're going to have a place to get out of the rain if it does rain.
That's very true. Yeah, you will definitely have a little bit more resources to get out of the storm if you need to. But let's not put that into the air. We're going to have great weather. I've ordered up great weather, no rain, great weekend.
Well, I mention it because I have the broadcaster's jinx. So hopefully now it will stay away and the weather will be beautiful next weekend. But you guys are ready for whatever happens. So yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a great weekend. Fair St. Louis, it runs again from the 2nd through the 4th at Ballpark Village in the beautiful, newly redone Keener Plaza. If you haven't been downtown in a while, come on down. It's going to be great. So thank you very much, Tim Mears, the general chairman of Fair St. Louis, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Oh, 4th of July. Let's get to it. Let's have some fun. We are going to celebrate. It's 9:28. We'll wrap up Total Information AM next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.